We have just read the words of Dogen Zenji, words which arise from the source. I vow. This is the vow which springs from life at its source, the source of all life. This vow is the vow of all vows. It is our deepest prayer. I vow, one with all being, in this life and in all lives to come, to hear true Dharma. Then Dogen Zenji proceeds to give us the teaching more and more explicitly, more deeply. Our deepest desire, our prayer, and our vow is to awaken to this truth. All beings are Buddhas. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All beings are Buddhas. This means you, you yourself. No matter how energetically you're looking off in distraction, truth is ever constant. Truth is ever here. Original Buddha nature. Your faith in original Buddha nature is thorough, and your vow arises from your roots of great belief. I vow to follow the great way. I will awaken to Buddha nature. Buddha nature. All beings are Buddha nature. This is in no way saying, I'm going to get Buddha nature from now. All beings by nature are Buddha, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. Buddha is here. If only you would not look off. How sad that people ignore the near and search for truth afar, like someone in the midst of water crying out in thirst, like a child of a wealthy home wandering among the poor. But you are here, practicing truth. And you have made the vow not to look away from your practice. This one doing. This one doing is whole Buddha mind. The way is wholly present in this one doing. Nothing in excess, nothing missing. Now, here, clearly revealed, so perfectly straightforward, now, here, as you are, always, now. This. There is no hesitation, no holding back. This, now, here, direct. There is no room for thought here. Essential Buddha nature all the way. By force of habit, we try to make excuses for ourselves. This couldn't be Buddha nature. That is, but this isn't. But truly, true mind is all-pervading. All. Anytime, anywhere. No matter how it appears, this is the genuine. It is your real self. The 1,000 Buddhas and the 10,000 great teachers have all practiced, have all realized self. You have determined to realize self. It is laid out before you in all glory, now, here, so that you can practice in harmony with truth. It is all given you. But if you stop to think about it, to analyze, then you're looking off, and you're not being one with truth. You are hungry, and you want to taste the food. That means you must be one with truth. Be one with your practice. This is truth. All being by nature is Buddha. It's not something you are trying to get. True mind is perfectly evident in this one doing. Shikantaza, that true mind perfectly clear, nowhere else. This true mind. There is no analyzing it, this or that, like this, not like that. Nonsense. There is no room to look off. Counting the breath. Counting this one breath. One with this breath. Following this breath. The genuine is plainly revealed in every practice. Please just do the practice given you by a teacher who has seen into self. Practice just exactly as you are instructed. One hand, mudji. Follow through just as you are shown. Become this practice, be this one doing, be this one doing. You've no time for distractions. You do not need to analyze your practice. Judge it. Just do it. Do this. Become this one doing, only this. You are receiving truth. Receive, receive, and receive. All things, all things are the genuine. The way includes everything. The way is who you are, body and soul. It is not something which has to be constructed. By nature, all beings are, by nature, Buddhas. Welcome. Welcome, truth. Receive this. Receive this one truth and receive all things. Accepting and receiving all things. Accepting and receiving all things. That describes you. It is your inherent nature. There is nothing which is outside the way. This is the way of all being. One, together with all beings, sentient and not, with the grasses, the trees, the great earth, I attained the Buddha way. All beings, sentient and not, the grasses, the trees, the great earth, all is the Buddha way. Don't look off. Do this one doing. Be one with original mind. Doing, just doing, just doing. I vow, one with all beings. Nothing in excess, nothing left out. Not so much as a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a person is left out. One truth. The truth of oneness. Receiving everything from this life on, through countless lives to come, I vow to hear true Dharma. True Dharma is, of course, all beings by nature are Buddhas. True Dharma. When I hear true Dharma, I will not doubt. No doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. I vow that upon meeting true Dharma, I will abandon the worldly view. I will embrace, receive, and accept Buddha Dharma. I will not grasp small mind, stingy mind. I will not look away from truth, this truth. True Dharma, you are hearing it now. Do not look away. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Yes. My resolve is firm. I will follow through with this practice. If you are doing your practice, the practice that you've been given, that is enough. That is all you have to do. One with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.